A reading from Psalms 8. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Please be seated. And you can keep coloring. I won't be offended. I have a book that I want to read to you as part of my sermon, and so the images for that book will be up on the screen in a minute. It's an old book. It's in our children's library here at church called Old Turtle. So maybe you know this book. In Old Turtle, there's an argument in creation. And we'll hear about that argument in a minute, but that argument is the reason that I wanted to share this book in the context of being made in God's image. Because sometimes, in 2022, I feel like the world and creation is in the midst of a big argument. And this book reminds me, and children everywhere who read it, that we are so small, and also we matter so much. Who are human beings that you are mindful of them, O Lord, that you care for them? And so the watercolors in the story are really lovely. And if you want to look at the actual book itself, I put it back on the table in the children's area. You're welcome to borrow it or take a peek at it during worship or after worship. So we're going to read this book together now. Once, long, long ago, yet somehow, not so very long, when all the animals and the rocks and the winds and waters and the trees and the birds and the fish and all the beings of the world could speak and understand one another, there began an argument. It began softly at first, quiet as the first breeze that whispered, "God is a wind who never stills." Quiet as the stone who answered, "No, God is a great rock who never moves." Gentle as the mountain that rumbled, "God is a snowy peak high above the clouds." And the fish in the ocean that answered, "God is a swimmer in the dark blue depths of the sea." "No," said the star, "God is a twinkling and shining far, far away." "No," replied the ant, "God is a sound and a smell and a feeling who is very, very close." "God," insisted the antelope, "is a runner, swift and free, who loves to leap and race with the wind." "She is a great tree," murmured the willow, "a part of the world always growing and giving." "You are wrong," answered the island. "God is separate and apart." "God is like the shining sun far above all things," added the blue sky. No, he's a river who flows through the heart of things, thundered a waterfall. She's a hunter, roared the lion. God is gentle, chirped the robin. He is powerful, growled the bear. And the argument grew louder and louder and louder until... Stop! A new voice spoke. It rumbled like thunder, and it whispered softly like a butterfly's sneeze. The voice seemed to come from, Old Turtle. Old Turtle had hardly ever said anything and had certainly never argued about God. But now Old Turtle began to speak. God is indeed deep, she said to the fish in the sea, and much higher than high, she told the mountain. He is swift and free as the wind and still solid as a great rock, she said to the breezes and the stones. She is the life of the world, said the turtle to the willow, always close by and yet beyond the farthest twinkling light, she told the ant and the star. God is gentle and powerful, above all things and within all things. God is all that we dream of and all that we seek, said the old turtle. All that we come from and all that we can find, God is. Well, Old Turtle had never said that much before. All the beings in the whole world were surprised and became very quiet. But Old Turtle had one more thing to say. There will soon be a new family of beings in the world, she said. And they will be strange and wonderful. They will remind us that God is. They will come in many colors and shapes with different faces and different ways of speaking. Their thoughts will soar to the stars, but their feet will walk on the earth. They will possess many powers. They will be strong yet tender. A message of love from God to the earth, and a prayer from the earth back to God. And the people came. But the people forgot. They forgot that they were a message of love and a prayer from the earth. And they began to argue about who knew God and who did not, and where God was and where God was not, and whether God was or was not. And often the people misused their powers and hurt one another or killed one another, and they even hurt the earth, until finally even the forests began to die, and the rivers and the oceans and the planets and the animals and the earth itself, because the people could not remember who they were or where God was. Until one day there came a voice like the growling of thunder, but as soft as butterfly sneezes. Please stop. The voice seemed to come from the mountain, who rumbled, sometimes I see God swimming in the dark blue depths of the sea. And from the ocean, who sighed, God is often among the snow-capped peaks, reflecting the sun. And from the stone, who said, I sometimes feel her breath when she blows by. And from the breeze, who whispered, I feel his still presence when I dance among the rocks. The star declared, God is very close. And the island answered, his love touches everything. And after a long and lonesome and scary time, the people listened and began to hear and to see God in one another and in the beauty of the whole earth. And Old Turtle smiled. And so did God. The end. I wanted to share this book with you because I feel like we are in a long and lonesome time. It's not just COVID. It's this season of human history and our relationship with creation and the earth. I was sitting with some of you on Friday on the lawn, and I was giving you the same, if I've got one sermon in me, it's this. I was saying the thing I always say, which is that throughout human history, we have a reset about every 500 years. And since Christ was born, we call it a reformation. And it's not as swift and neat as one person nailing something on a door so that everything can change overnight. Every time, it's decades that are messy and tenuous, and it feels like dying. Change feels like dying. And that can be long and lonesome and sad. We're in one of those again, this whole generation. Not just since March of 2020. This is a decades-long thing in the making, and we've got decades to go. And we know what it looks like for Old Turtle, and also in all kinds of stories in human history, when our grief and our trauma goes unchecked, and we forget who we are and whose image in which we are made, when we forget that we are so small and also we matter so much, when we forget that God doesn't just look like this, God looks a lot of different ways. It gets long and lonesome when we're so afraid of failure that we stop using our courageous muscles to try and experiment and be curious and open. That's how the argument gets steam, right? The world shows us how to do that day and night, to make assumptions and judgments about anyone who doesn't look like us, or think like us, or vote like us, or live where we do, or make the same exact choices that we have made. And so here's the call of the church once again, to practice paradox. To lean into that tension and not out of it. To remember that there are a lot of right ways to be made and alive in the image of God. That there are a lot of places where God is showing up and doing good work. And it's not just in here. I know that some of you have shared, especially since coming back from COVID, it's hard to come into the space that we love so much and see it a quarter full. That's really hard. And we get to be sad about that. We get to feel that. We have to, if we're going to be honest with ourselves and with one another. And while that is completely true, I want to remind you that this space was built in 1961, according to metrics, and for the sake of a community that has changed hundreds of times since then. Our metrics from 1961 can't measure who we are right now and who we're still becoming because we are cellularly different for all kinds of reasons. And so it's okay to feel sad when you walk in here and you look around and you say, I wish there were more people in here. You can say that. And you can also say, I wonder what God's doing out there. I bet there's somewhere that God is moving and stirring and working on the image of people, and they're hoping that I show up there too. They're hoping that I can be part of that, and that we can remember each other and be given back to one another. So I have an assignment for you this week. There's another slide here. Remember in the book it said, they will be a message of love from God to the earth and a prayer from the earth back to God. That's the call. Not to fill sanctuaries, not to keep institutions running, not to look like we know what to do in the midst of a total reformation. It doesn't say anywhere in the Bible that we have to keep producing growth a certain kind of way in the church according to certain metrics forever, or we've failed. God invites us to be a message of love from God to the earth and a prayer from the earth back to God. And when we remember that can look as many ways as there are people and creatures in this world, we're unbound and set a little more free for what this will look like the rest of the week. So here is your assignment for this week. I want you to notice your competition or your contrary. Remember, the star and the ant were arguing. The mountains and the depths of the sea were arguing. Nuh-uh, it looks like me, not like you. Look around creation this week. Look around at humankind this week and think about, who have you been perceiving, or what have you been perceiving as your competition or your contrary? And then find a way to honor and declare God's image in them. Because you are so small, and also you matter so much, and so do they. Alleluia, alleluia. Amen.